A word for you from 2 Samuel chapter 12, from verse 1 to 4, the second part of verse 1. There were two men in a certain city, the one rich and the other poor. The rich man had very many flocks and herds, but the poor man had nothing but one little ewe lamb, which he had bought. And he brought it up, and it grew up with him. And with his children, it used to eat of his morsel, and drink from his cup, and lie in his arms. And it was like a daughter to him. Now there came a traveller to the rich man, and he was unwilling to take one of his own flock, or herd, to prepare for the guest who had come to him, but he took the poor man's lamb, and prepared it for the man who had come to him. I've read the whole story to you. When Nathan relates the story to King David, who had sinned so grievously before God, I've read it so that it would touch the emotions of your heart as well, because it is a touching story. It's meant to tug at your heartstrings, and that's what God is doing. Don't think that God never appeals to emotions, although we would often say your conversion and repentance mustn't be built on emotion. But remember, God owns everything, and God has created you body, soul, and spirit. And the emotions of David, even his corrupt emotions, is what God was appealing to in the story. And how touching it is, just a little animal, a little lamb, a ewe lamb. The only possession of the rich man, who owned nothing, lived in a hovel. And it was such a treasure, this lamb, to his family. It grew up with him and with his children. Just try and picture it. It probably had more detail, but this is all the detail in the story that's recorded for us in the Bible. But Nathan dwelt on details to make it tug at the emotions of David, who was indeed going to blow his top and be wild with anger. And that was God's intention. It used to eat of little morsels that the poor man would give him, drink from his own cup, lie in his own arms. It was like a daughter to him. And then the terrible sin of the rich man, who didn't want to slaughter one of his own flock, and he had many, but instead chose to kill this little lamb, which was so precious to the poor family. And God appeals here, and he tries to, in the story, show David his sin. Now we look at that another time. But has God sometimes used illustrations, things around you that you see, stories that you hear, which should tug at your heartstrings and show to you and reveal to you the depth of your own sin, so that you would repent?